Hank Van Exel, the Dairy Man of the Year at World Dairy Expo, congratulations, a great honor.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I'm pleased to be here and very excited.
Tell us a bit about the farm.
Well, we're in Lodi, California, and it's a family farm. It's actually, my son makes it third generation in Lodi. I was born and raised there. We're milking 2,200 cows on three farms, and we're farming about 2,300 acres of ground.
First question with California is, how are things with the drought for you guys?
Pretty severe. It's something that I've never seen. We've seen things and done things we didn't know were possible, and we're just doing the rain dance, hoping for rain, and we need quite a bit of it.
How has it affected you so far on the farm?
We've fallowed probably 25% of our ground this year so we could get our crops. And then we also, wells and not so much where I'm at. I'm in northern area where we have a little, we're the water area of California. But it's still severe, but in the south, in Tulare, the largest dairy cap county in the world, it's really severe there. There's a lot of wells that have gone dry, and they're down 1,500 feet trying to get water.
You still have to wonder, what are the long-term ramifications for the California dairy industry?
It's severe. I would say things need to change. In a lot of different aspects of their industry, with our milk price being the lowest in the country, and then this crisis with the water, I think we're going to make this year. But after that, it's kind of a scary scenario.
Speaking of your milk price, you did get a temporary change on the formula, but still, you guys do historically have the lowest price out there.
Yes, we do. We come here and we're kind of envious of Wisconsin and this area, and yeah, I think our basis this year, month was $14.70 mailbox price. So it becomes difficult, and with the extreme, electric costs for pumping and all those things, there needs to be some change.
What about the future of the California dairy industry in general?
Well, I think it could be good. We need the processor to realize that they need us. I don't think they've ever really had that worry before, that we've always, when they ask for milk, we give it to them, and I'm not seeing that maybe with regulations that are upcoming, the water quality regulations and all the other things that we have there, that's something that I think you're going to start seeing more and more here, because as you become the number one industry and get more and more as number one industry, there's a lot of people that look at that as an opportunity to get some funds from you in different programs and different ways. And I think we as a industry, the middle industry, middle part of our industry, needs to realize that we don't have premiums like you do. We don't get those things. So we're probably running at least $2.50, and I think they're used to that, and maybe that's something that won't happen later on.
Will there come a time that other California agriculture will push dairy out? Almonds, pecans?
Well, right now it's unbelievable. The amount of, in my area, is grapes. We have a very large grape population, and then, yes, almonds, pistachios, walnuts have been unbelievable, the amount of growth there. Unbelievable, and it's really affecting the Tulare area because open ground and the cost of that ground, because those people are doing so well on their returns, they have the ability to buy more ground when it's more difficult to do it on a milk check than it is an almond.
So your advice to your next generation?
Well, I guess diversity will be it. I don't know if I'm going to be the last dairy in our area. I hope I'm not, but we probably are. So diversity in different areas of agriculture is something that I'm preaching to them. I hope that our state realizes that if they don't change some of the practices that they were used to, that they'll run out their number one industry.
One of the challenges for agriculture across the country is that we are the minority, a significant minority, and these guys in the government houses are elected by popular vote.
Well, like I said, we're the two percenters. Yeah. You know, they saw these two percenters striking and everything, but agriculture is literally the two percenter. We're 2% of the population, and our generation, or the millennium generation, has never suffered for food. They don't know what that concept is. And when you see people coming, you know, I've seen some of these poor immigrants and such coming here. They come here because they have ability to eat food. And it's a big thing when you realize that the average average person in the United States taking home a paycheck, their disposable income is less than 14%, 12% of their, and in other countries is double, triple that. And that is, I think, the key of agriculture. I think we've done a very poor job of representing ourselves to those people to realize that we are what keeps them healthy. And I think that's something that agriculture as a whole has to really take a step forward in different ways and get it out there.
And on issues like that, one big thing, you guys heavily dependent upon immigrant labor, as is the dairy industry in Wisconsin.
Well, yeah, and immigrant labor is it's very interesting when you see everyone complain about immigrant labor, and I don't want them all coming across the border illegal. But I do. We had a Vaquero program that was very successful. So people came here and worked on visas, and we got their taxes, and we made sure that we knew where they were, and they could go home. Now, especially in the West, it's just it is the Wild Wild West along the borders. It's just terrible, and we and everyone here that doesn't think that the immigrant population doesn't every time they bite or go to a hotel or anywhere, they better realize that it came through immigrant workers.
So where to for the farm?
Well, we're doing well. We're going forward. We're trying. We farm. We feed a lot of our own feed, and that's what my father was a strong believer of. So we've always been a farm and a dairy, and so we feed a lot of our own feed. So right now we are stable. Our planning is. As I get one of these awards, I realize I'm getting a little older. So
gray around the edges is out there.
Yeah, that's what we call it. Okay. But my so it's up to my kids, you know, the direction where they want to go and what they want to do. I had my chance, and there's still some gas left in the tank there, but it's up to them as their directions and what they want to do. So we'll see. You know, I mean, it's always exciting to see what the next generation will bring to you.